The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan. And by Daiwa, fishing reels, rods, and baits made of the highest quality and priced for everyone.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors, whether it's close to home or across this great country. Come on out and follow me. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I hope you're ready for, it's June 1, and that means it's summertime, and the fishing is easy. Oh, yeah, I'm ready to go again. I know, it was just out 2 days ago, but that's okay. Hey, but first, remember to tell all your friends to tune in and listen to us on ESPN Chicago app, or you can go to my website, Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and click on the word podcast, and boop, you can hear today's show, and you can hear back shows and all kinds of stuff. So remember that, and you can subscribe for free and to get the show delivered to your cell phone, computer, whatever. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3, and remember to like us at Facebook/Chauncey's Great Outdoors. So sit back, lay back, whatever you're at in the house, maybe you're on the couch, the bed, sitting at the kitchen table, or sitting in your car driving to your next outdoor adventure, and listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, the number one most listened to outdoor radio show. Well, I hope you're ready for today's show, because we got lots of stuff going on. Oh man, we got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, we have Captain Tony probably going to call us up first thing, because he likes to do that, I think, with the Lake Michigan report. Then Brooke Van Handel, the assistant deer and elk specialist for Wisconsin DNR. She's going to be coming on to talk to us about a disabled hunt that they put on for deer hunting for anglers that, you know, have a physical challenge, and it is just a marvelous thing. But what they need to find is more. They never have enough private lands where the owners let these people come out, and it's a completely safe operated, you know, with insurance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, that the DNR does, Wisconsin DNR does, and it is a great program. I want you all to listen closely. And if you have 60 plus acres of land, whether you're Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin, or maybe you live in another state but have property in Wisconsin, let somebody enjoy a day that maybe hasn't been had a chance to get out and enjoy a day out in the great, you know, outdoors, doing a little bit of deer hunting. And we know that's a national holiday in the state of Wisconsin and Michigan. Trust me on that one. I know for sure. And then Violet Talley, a good friend of the show here and a very, very good angler. Oh, my gosh. She's doing one heck of a job right now on the bass tournament scene. She's going to come on and talk about her latest tournament with Blarney Bassmasters on the Chain of Lakes in Illinois, and how if sometimes you have to change in the middle of a tournament because the weather conditions change, and a lot of anglers won't do that. She's going to talk to us about that. And then we'll have more information and Aiden's Fishing Report in the final segment of the show. And, you know, as we said, you never know who's going to call in. And a lot of times, well, we hope it's going to be Captain Tony today, because we went out with him this week. And oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Did we catch the fish? Oh, yes, yes. But a couple of things I want to, before we go to the phones, here, the Forest Preserve District of Cook County today is having a great little Live Healthy, Discover Nature walk at the Sand Ridge Nature Center in South Holland, Illinois. It's about a 3 to 4 mile walk. Go on and check it out. Have some fun there. Then tomorrow on Sunday, explore the forest at the Crabtree Nature Center in Barrington, Illinois. Celebrate everything the forest preserves has to offer through animal encounters, arts, crafts, recreation, and a whole lot more. That's Sunday, tomorrow, at 2:30. And I love this one at Sand Ridge Nature Center.
Yes, we have the cicada celebration. Yes, the cicada.
And this year's, boy, they out. Cicada Emergence is a once-in-a-lifetime event. They're going to have all kinds of programs for adults, kids, refreshments. It's going to be a hoot at the Sand Ridge Nature Center in South Holland. Please, come on out. Have some fun with that. And don't forget, today is National Trails Day. Take a walk on a trail. Put your raincoat on if it's raining. It's a neat way to enjoy the outdoors, even if you're getting a little wet. Okay? Got that. God, we got tons of stuff I got to cover today. I hope I get it all in at the time here. Oh, I hear the phone ringing.
I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
It must be the man, Captain Tony. Hey.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Buddy, you are just a man of legend now on Lake Michigan.
No, there's just fish out there to be caught.
Okay.
That's all there is, you know. I could show you where they're at. You just got to reel them in.
Yeah, I know. Middle of the week, we had a little bit of a rough time getting all of them that we, we got our limit for a 3-man limit, but boy, we lost a lot.
Yeah, I think it took us 30 on to get 15 in. You know, nothing you guys were doing wrong. It's just these co-hosts got some shoulders. They're zigging, they're zagging, they're fighting, they're jumping. It's phenomenal what they do out there when they get big.
Yeah, now Lake Michigan, I think, is going to be settling down here, right? And so it's looking good for the weekend, and nothing. I haven't heard any ugly things until next week. So it should be quite good, right?
Oh yeah, it should be fine to go out. You know, it's you know, I think they're predicting like for today it's 1 to 2s, maybe 1 to 3s. You know, but always check that weather. You know, you never know when we get them gusty winds. You know, we've just been getting plagued by them. But you know, be safe out there when you're going out there. Check the weather.
Yeah. Now with the strong west storms that we've had last week, and the big north and northeast blow. Does that pull the fish out a little further, or do they just go?
Yeah, it does. You know, I started, you know, in the 50s. Now I'm working out to, like, 110 and coming back in. I find a pod. I'll do a couple circles, then zigzag south a little bit. There are a lot of fish around still, you know. Again, we were seeing bait in the middle of the week, and we worked the bait, and that's where the fish are, around that bait.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah.
A little bit offshore, you know. I mean, if you, you know, come out and you find some bait, set up on it, you know, that's, you know, that's the right thing to do.
Yeah, as we call when we find bait balls out there or schools of bait, that's the buffet table. You just got to get and scoot around it, you know.
Right. You know, everyone's got Echo Maps or some sort of GPS. You know, do a mark on that bait school and come back to it, you know, especially if you're getting 2 or 3 on at a time. Just hit that little button that says mark on your screen and, you know, put a waypoint down for you so you know where you've been and where you can come back and catch some fish at.
Okay. Tony, I know you're full this weekend, but I know you got some opens in next month and during the week and stuff like that. If somebody wants to go out with the unbelievable Diamond Ghost Charters, what's the best way to do it?
I would call me on my cell at area code 847-366-0741, and if I don't answer right away, please leave a message. I'm probably scooping a fish.
Yeah, you're scooping one of my fish. You know, hey, there we go. You know,
oh, there you go. Yep.
I had to tell you, I did it on the grill when we came back during the week. It was magnificent, Tom. Absolutely magnificent.
Not like a little fresh salmon on the grill, you know. It sure beats store-bought, and you know where it came from.
You got it. Tony, thanks so much for calling in this morning, okay?
All right, guys, be safe out there, and good fishing.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Fish on.
This is a Father's Day gift for dads of all ages.
put your dad on the cover of Midwest Outdoors magazine just in time for Father's Day when you buy a 3-year subscription to Midwest Outdoors. Honor dad for all the ages with his image and a personalized message on the commemorative cover of Midwest Outdoors magazine that looks just like the real thing. Here's how to order. Buy dad a 3-year subscription for just $39.90, then send us a picture and choose a cover message. Your 8x10 cover custom will be emailed to you within 5 days, ready to print and frame. So this Father's Day, give dad the gift any fisherman would love and a subscription to Midwest Outdoors magazine. 3 years is only $39.90 and includes a Midwest Outdoors print edition plus access to our digital edition featuring dozens of extra articles. Go to MidwestOutdoors.com/subscribe and use promo code DAD, D-A-D, 30. Order now and receive a custom Father's Day magazine cover made just for your dad. That's MidwestOutdoors.com/subscribe, promo code DAD 30, DAD 30. When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people, hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8? You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Ghost Charters. Give them a call at 847-838-2037 and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
This is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Papa was a fishing man. Papa was a fishing man.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And I'm pretty excited about this because this is a program that I was active in another state. And I've got this little bit of information from Brooke Van Handel. Brooke, thanks for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Brooke is the Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist. That's an interesting title for the state of Wisconsin. But I got this note that the DNR for Wisconsin is seeking landowners to host fall gun deer hunts for hunters with disabilities. I have to tell you that I was the, at that time was called the able-bodied person with someone with a disability. And Brooke, I'm excited about this. I really am.
Yeah, we are too.
There's so much that, if you think about it, you know, someone who may have hunted all their lives or whatever, or may have gotten hurt, you know, at some point after they hunted for a few years, or maybe they never hunted. But a lot of these hunters that are part of this were people that did things that are now regulated that they said, I can never do it again. And you're giving them the chance to feel complete as they were before. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but that's what I have to go with.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think that is a great way to put it. You know, we have many hunters that let us know that prior to this program or prior to these opportunities, they no longer were able to get out and hunt like they used to. Mm-hmm. And now that they can with this program, you know, they have that piece of them again and they can get back to their passions with the tradition of hunting in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we're talking about here is, you know, hunters that have a disability that has stopped them from going deer hunting. And we all know that deer season in Wisconsin is the second biggest holiday next to Christmas.
Right.
Schools close, factories close. I mean, you can go on and on and on. And it is just such a cool thing to have this done. And this is a program that's been going on for, I want to say 30 years in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that is correct. The Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities began in 1992 and continues to provide hunting opportunities for approximately 400 hunters each year.
Mm-hmm. So you're giving the opportunity for these, and you could say, well, how does it, well, each separate land, and what we're looking for here is we want, the state of Wisconsin, DNR, wants more landowners to participate in this, to give these people a chance to do what they love to do prior to whatever happened, that they are now, you know, have a problem, you know, they're not able to walk as far or do things, or they're in a wheelchair or they're in a quad tractor. It's, I mean, there's an infinite number of things, but we're looking for the landowners that got hearts as big as the great outdoors to be part of this program, right?
Right. Yeah. So the purpose of the Gun Deer Hunt for Hunters with Disabilities is to provide that additional recreational hunting opportunity to citizens of Wisconsin that, you know, might not otherwise, and because of landowner sponsors that generously open up their properties to hunter with disabilities, you know, they have that opportunity to get out and hunt when the weather is a bit warmer, mm-hmm. and there's easier access with lack of snow and other late fall conditions that can occur in Wisconsin. So it's really because of these volunteer landowners that, you know, have that big heart that you were talking about, that open up their properties and allow this to happen.
Yeah, and I mean, so you're giving the people the chance to do this, and I'm pretty sure each hunter has what I'm going to call an able-bodied person to be able to help them do things, drag deer, et cetera, correct?
Right, depending on the hunter and their abilities,
right.
They do have the option to go out on their own if they are able.
Mm-hmm.
But they can either have an assistant with them, or many of our sponsor organizations will actually provide mentors or help hunters navigate to their deer stand, or even set up accessible deer blinds, you know, for wheelchairs or for individuals that can't climb stairs. So there's many opportunities with different programs across the state as well, mm-hmm. that sponsor properties in this program.
Yeah. One of the things that I really liked about this, when I saw this, was you want to, you know, the people the farm owners, the landowners even, that have these massive hearts that you like to keep it so that there's 100 per 20 acres of land.
Correct. Yeah. So our requirement is a 60-acre minimum to host a hunt with the opportunity for at least 3 hunters for that 60 acres. So we allot those 20 acres per hunter. And landowners that don't have the 60 acres can partner with neighbors to achieve that acreage goal.
Hmm. I never thought about that. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. And this way you're giving all of these people the chance, you're giving the farmers and the landowners, because, you know, some of the properties aren't farmland. They're wooded lots, you know. And
right.
And I, like as I mentioned to you earlier, I've been on 6 hunts like this. One hunt was just a gentleman that was in a chair. Three hunts were with some gentlemen that were quadriplegic. And it was amazing to see how you don't think how these hunters can do things that they just thought about it, how they hold a gun with their left hand up on a tripod and they use the finger of their right hand in the trigger and the hand of the left bumps the figure to shoot the gun.
I mean, right.
I sat there and I went, did you think about this for a long time? It was just, you know.
Yes, it's amazing to see the adaptations that, you know, these individuals are able to make to overcome some of the challenges that they might face. And, you know, that's another part of this program is hunters really value the community that comes with this hunt.
Mm-hmm.
They are able to get together with other hunters with similar backgrounds, and they just get to get out there and enjoy Wisconsin deer hunting.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, the hunts that I went on, that I participated, when those hunters harvested, it was the most unbelievable. I'm getting a little verklempt. I mean, it was the most unbelievable thing to see, the happiness, the joy, the bringing them back as a kid, for lack of a better term,
right.
to touch nature where they may not have touched nature in years. This was such an important thing. And I was like, wow. So when I saw your note, I went, whoop, we're calling Brooke.
Yes, and I'm glad you did.
How does somebody become, how does a landowner, let's talk about that first. How does a landowner say, okay, guys, I want to be part of this?
Yeah, so right now we are accepting applications from landowner sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
And all they have to do is visit our Disabled Deer Hunt website and find the auto-generated email form that they can fill out, and that gets sent directly to me. So all they have to do is fill in some information about their property, acreage, any requirements that they might have on their land, and they send that my way, and they are all set. It is as easy as that. And the deadline for enrollment is July 1st.
Okay. And you're not asking the landowners to do anything extra special to the property for them, are you?
No, absolutely not. So landowners have the option to set up certain blinds that are accessible for hunters, but others just open up their property and let it up to them. It, you know, varies from landowner to landowner, but there are no requirements to do anything special to your property.
This is so cool, folks. I mean, you really, I hope you listen to every word she's saying. I mean, this is such a cool thing. And all the people that listen to Chauncey's Great Outdoors that own land in Wisconsin or, you know, live in whatever state and, you know, have land in Wisconsin, think about doing this. This is such a marvelous program to watch people like this get excited. Now, I'm going to ask a question, and I'm pretty sure you guys are all covered on this and figured out, but, like, someone's going to say, what about insurance for the landowner?
Yeah, so that is actually all covered under state statutes. So nothing would fall on the landowner. And there are no worries there. Basically, once the hunter signs up with the sponsor, there is that agreement And nothing would fall on the landowner if, you know, anything mm-hmm. would happen on the property.
Right. Nothing would happen on the property. I mean, this is, Brooke, I'm excited. I'm keep reading this going more and more excited. Now, is this only open to Wisconsin residents?
Correct. Yes. Wisconsin residents that hold a Class A, B, C, or D permit
mm-hmm.
For, you know, longer than a year previously to September 15th mm-hmm. for Hunter sign-up.
Right. And if you happen to live in another state, and whether it's Michigan, Wisconsin, Illinois, Ohio, Kentucky, whatever state you live in the Eastern Mississippi River that can hear Chauncey's Great Outdoors, call the DNR up. You know, you can go online, find the office of the superintendent or, you know, person in charge of that DNR and say, hey, listen, I want to talk to somebody about a program like this to get hunters with disabilities out in the field because we need a program like this. Get them excited, right?
Yeah, that would be great if individuals from other states could start a program in their state just like this because it offers opportunity to so many hunters that, again, haven't been able to hunt in a very long time.
Okay. And once again, if someone is a landowner, they need to go to the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website to get yeah. the forms and stuff. And if you just type in deer hunting for hunters with disabilities, it'll probably bring you to that spot in their search engine, right?
Correct. It'll bring you right to that site.
And people that want to be a hunter, they do the same thing?
Yes. So hunter sign up is actually directly through the landowners. So after July 15th, our sponsor list will be made available on our website, and hunters can begin the sign-up process. And so they would get the contact information from our website and then give the landowner a call, and that is how that is handled. And our hunter sign-up will close on September 15th.
Wow. Brooke, I'm excited. Everybody, this is Brooke Van Handel. She's the Assistant Deer and Elk Specialist, Wildlife Management for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. I mean, she wears a lot of hats throughout the day, but she one of her jobs is this deer hunting for hunters with disability that she's putting, making it go forward, making it bigger, and making it so much fun for people that haven't been out in the great outdoors or touched the snow or felt that crisp air in the morning or sat there and drank their hot chocolate out of a thermos, whatever, to feel those feelings that they had either a year, 10, 20, or 50 years ago when they were younger to be out in the great outdoors deer hunting in Wisconsin. Brooke, I hope this goes so big this year. I really do.
I hope so, too. And year after year, the special hunt provides hunters with disabilities the opportunity to, you know, get out hunting and in a time and in a place that's more accessible for them. And we're just so thankful for our landowner sponsors who are willing to partner with hunters and open their property to allow more individuals to continue Wisconsin's deer hunting tradition.
Okay. Can I give your phone number out if that's okay?
Yeah, of course. It is 608-354-3492.
Right. So if you have a question or you're saying I'm having a problem with my computer, dial 608-354-3492 and say, hey, I have a question about this. And Brooke will tell you everything you need to know to be part of this program. Brooke, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors. Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard. And no one can match this special program. And Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think,
The new boat, powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there! Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. So stop in at Triangle Sports in Antioch, Anglers International Resources in Palatine, Dave's Bait and Tackle in Crystal Lake, Illinois, Fish Tech in Morton Grove, Lee's Bait and Tackle in Elk Grove Village, Fishing Connection in Tinley Park, and Angler's Outlet also in Tinley Park, and hold a new TDI rod and feel the future of fishing today.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
For more information about joining a scouting unit in Northeastern Illinois, call 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. When you're fishing for salmon on Lake Michigan with Diamond Ghost Charters, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're ready to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day for two, four, or six people. Diamond Ghost has a charter package for any size group of friends, family, and co-workers just for you. So let Diamond Ghost Charters hook you up with a spring coho, a chunky summer salmon, or a trophy king. Call Captain Tony at 847-366-0741. That's 847-366-0741. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!" You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is being brought to you by Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, where every boat sold is a fun certified boat.
Up this morning before the sun, fixed me some coffee and a honey bun, jumped in my pickup, gave her the gas, I'm going out to catch a 5-pound bass.
Hey, this is Captain Andy of the Time Bandit from the TV show Deadliest Catch. You're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors.
Fishing camp, some out in the pup tent, some out on the grass, they all be dreaming about the 5-pound bass. Billy Birdie always gets his one.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors. And on the phone with me, the woman of the ages. She just rolled her eyes. On the phone, we have Violet Talley. Violet, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Chauncey. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Violet recently won second place in the, what is the official name? The Blarney Bassmasters?
Blarney Bassmasters, yes. Their Wednesday night derbies on the Fox Chain.
Yeah, which is really a great tournament for anglers. It's an afternoon-evening tournament. Everybody has a great time. You see, all kinds of combos of people, whether it's, you know, a couple of guys, a couple of ladies, dad and a kid, daughter, dad, whatever, or daughter, grandpa. I mean, there's all kinds of people that fish this tournament. It's a great thing. But, you know, Violet wound up coming in second place. What was your total?
We had 11 pounds, 11-11. And I think our big bass was 296.
And people say there are no fish in the chain of lakes.
Oh, no, and there's bigger ones. We saw them.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, just couldn't get him.
So Violet's out there. First of all, what did you wind up using for bait? Because the weather was really weird, I thought, wasn't it?
It was, you know, it started out nice, and we had some wind. We had all the right conditions. We had some wind. It did cool down a little bit because you kind of that cold front coming in, but then it really cooled down at night to the point where I was shivering, and that literally happened in hours. The water temperature went up because of the sun, but the wind died down. I mean, people don't realize how important wind is, but yeah, I mean, conditions change. On the chain, conditions change hour by hour sometimes, and you have to adjust. And that's the, and that's why everybody gets so frustrated with it. They say, oh, the chain, I don't like that fishery. And I said, because things change hour by hour, and there's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of variables.
Now, some people, because, yes, sometimes we as fishermen, we get blockheaded, you know. I've always caught fish in this spot for the last 10 years. Well, that was 20 years ago, and you haven't caught nothing in 20. But,
yeah.
I mean, how do you, when you say switch, I mean, okay, what did you start out with the, in early in the tournament? So when I say early in this tournament, we're talking about early after, later afternoon. What time do you guys start again? Two, three, or no?
We start at 4:30.
Oh, 4:30.
4:30. We go till about 9.
All right. So you start at 4:30. And you're still talking a lot of full daylight. You've got no low clouds. I mean, no sun setting or anything like that. What do you start with? Crankbaits, weeds, worms, what?
Well, you know what? Right now we're at that point where the chain is one of those places where these fish were like in the spawn, post-spawn, and there's fish that are still on beds. They're spawning up north, and then down south they're post-spawn. So you got, first of all, you got to figure out where you're going to fish. And then I kind of went mid. I kind of wanted those post spawners. I wanted those fish that are ready to eat. They're done spawning. I'm not big on bed fishing, so I wanted to find some of those fish. I'm not going to do beds. So I watched where the wind was blowing. It was blown into a nice big bay, which where I knew was held a lot of fish. I physically saw those fish. I knew they were bedding there in the past, and there were bluegill beds there. And I said, well, everything is set up for bass. The bait's getting blown in there. It's a big area. There's a lot of grass. I hate grass, but I got to fish grass. You know, it's grass is king on the chain.
Mm-hmm.
And but at this time of the year, these fish are aggressive, especially above bluegill beds. They'll hit a topwater. And there's a lot of grass growing, so we're looking at frog and topwater. So I went to this area that I had previously pre-fished in prior weeks that we had actually caught fish on. And the first place I went to, the wind's blowing in, everything's right. I threw the topwater first cast 3-pounder. I go, that was pre-fishing, a couple, like an hour or two before. And I said, well, topwater's on. Went to the other end of it, threw the topwater, got a 2.5-pounder. I said, that's it. I'm done. This is where we're starting. And we came back. I threw topwater, and I threw it, and I threw it, and I threw it, and nothing. And then my partner threw a frog, because I did went with topwater, and he got one. I got a decent one. I said, okay. We're on it. Because the way the chain works is when you think you're onto something, it'll just wait a little bit. It's not going to be on fire. But we just continued to go throughout it with that. So when it slowed down, we decided to leave, look for more active fish somewhere else. That wasn't working. But then we noticed cold front came in. The wind shifted. It changed a little bit. I said, well, everything shut down. And I said, well, if everything shuts down, they're not really eating. You got to go to something that's a fail-safe. And what's the number one fail-safe on the chain anywhere is a wacky worm. So the wacky worm is what did it for us. We went back to the bay because we're like, you know what? We know there's fish here. So let's really try to coax them out. And so we just wacky wormed it through the grass, and that's it. It was that simple. It was a little bit of, you know, patience because you had to work through that grass, but the wacky worm is what did it. And you just had to slow down. When conditions change, those fish shut off. You really have to coax them into getting that bait. So you got to throw something less aggressive.
Now, okay, you know, the frog and stuff, you know, topwaters, I can understand. But then when you said, you know, they changed, they stopped their bite, and you went to a wacky worm. The wacky worm, I would have not done that. I'm glad you did it because you caught fish. But I would have gone to a wacky, because to me, the wacky is not an aggressive enough bait that looks like they're trying to get into the beds of the other fish.
Well, that's what I thought. You know, they were, it's such a big, you got to also look at the area. It was a big area. There's a grass line. There's a noticeable grass line. And we all know predator fish will cruise a grass line because they're looking for a bait. Now, these fish were cruising through that area really fast. I mean, there was carp jumping, there's bait moving, there's bluegill beds all over the place. The water was muddy. Yes, you're right. You would think the typical thing, throw like a vibrating jig or maybe something moving, but they weren't going after moving baits.
Hmm.
And noting that when that cold front comes in, granted the water actually warmed up a couple of degrees, but the pressure dropped, which causes kind of a lockjaw. So the fish go from, you know, where I was thinking reaction bite with the top water. When the reaction bite stops working, they're not going to chase. So you need to go to something less aggressive. On the chain, especially, or anywhere, you're either going to go to a Ned rig or you go to a wacky worm or a Texas rig worm. Texas rig worm works well. But what we found out, because I was throwing an eco rig and a Texas rig worm. My partner was throwing a wacky worm. And what I found out is they were getting it as it was fluttering down. They were cruising through that grass pretty fast because they didn't want it. Once it got in the grass all the way down, they weren't seeing it. I wasn't getting bit. But once we started throwing a wacky worm, it was fluttering. You had to kind of almost kind of like do like a shotgun pattern, trying to figure out exactly where they're at. But they were in the thick, the thin. I knew the bay was full of fish. I didn't know it was full of that many fish. And it was amazing how many there were in there. We could have kept going. And then all you got to deal with is the conditions changed, but the last hour is when we made that decision. And always towards the end of the day as well, the bite will sometimes pick up a little bit. So I think we had a little bit of that going with us. So I told him, I said, you know, me and my partner both decided. And it was actually, he was telling me, he said, you know what, maybe we should go back to the bay and say, you know what, it's kind of shut down everywhere. If there's a place where it's got fish, we know it's got fish. So if it's going to turn on in the last hour, let's go, let's take out the old school, let's go as least aggressive as we can to try to get these fish to bite because they shut down. Because honestly, like a Ned rig or a wacky worm or a very, very, very slow moving small plastic will usually get any fish to bite when it locks down. The problem is, can you get them to see it? I was worried there's a lot of grass there. And if they're not, and that's why one of the reasons I went after topwater. I wanted to let them see it and react to come out of the grass. Try to fish a giant bay full of grass is like a needle in a haystack. I hate that kind of fishing. But sometimes it's necessary. Those fish are roamers. But I knew they were going to stay in that big bay. We just needed the time to work it. We just got lucky that fishing where we were at, they were moving through that. They had to be moving through that grass pretty fast. And they were just going. They were eating anything that was coming in front of them. So that's one of those tactics. But you had to look. I mean, yeah, the water temperature went up, but the air temperature went down, which means the pressure went down. So the pressure was down. They sensed that. So they were moving. We just had to put it in front of their face. And they didn't want anything that they were going to chase. They didn't want to work for it. Put it that way.
They don't want to work for them. Yeah. Many years ago, I was out fishing with the Miladies on the Kankakee River. And I'll never forget, you know, they put this plastic lizard that you're going to use for bait, just drag it along the bottom, you know, casting the shrimp. I go, this isn't what I would go with now. And he looked at me and he goes, Chaunce, looking at, you know, when they see, the fish think probably this is like a salamander or something, you know, whatever. And he says, that air irritates them because they're protecting their beds.
Right.
And he says, just hold on to the rod.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
And I would have never thrown that bait, and you know, at that time of year. And sure enough, boom, 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 boom. Like you were saying, you did that change, and boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, and you know, and when it comes to fishing, you know, there's rules, but they're not really rules. They're really suggestions.
Right.
On average, 50-50, you got to throw. So you just kind of look at the conditions. The biggest thing was we got to find an area that's got fish.
Right.
And we knew the area had fish, and it shut down. I mean, we could have stayed there the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
There were a couple of other anglers in the area, and they came in the left. And but, you know, it's just, you know, and you look at everything. You look, oh, what are they doing? What's going on? Are they catching fish? How's the wind blowing? Is there traffic? Blah, 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 you know, all that stuff. And so there's a bunch of things going through your head at the same time, and it's a process of elimination. But really, it does come down to, yeah, we could have gone somewhere else. That I knew a couple other places that had a lot of fish. But I'm like, we were already there. We knew they were active at some point. They were active earlier in the day, really active, because I had gone out a couple hours before and just double-checked. Sometimes I just see things with my own eyes and see what's going on there. Don't necessarily have to catch fish.
Mm-hmm.
That all the conditions were right. But what's funny is when we came in, I couldn't believe how many of the anglers, and you know, granted, Wednesday nights, there's a lot of variety of people, but we're fishing against some of the best on the chain, too. These guys love to do their Wednesday nights as well, so there's some good sticks in that mix, trust me. And I was amazed that a lot of them were like, you got five fish? And I'm like, what do you mean? Doesn't everybody have five fish? And he's like, no. I mean, you're kidding. I go, I thought for sure, you know, when you're doing well, you're like, I know somebody else is doing, a lot of people are doing better than me. That's what I'm always thinking. So I got to do better. I was surprised that they said, well, you might win it. And unfortunately, we got beat out by, I think somebody had 11:35.
Mm-hmm.
We had 11:11. And they also had a 343 bass, and we had a 296. So we were just under taking it all. But, yeah, it was all about decisions. And, yeah, you have to switch up your baits, too. That's anywhere. But, yeah, when the conditions change, they could change hourly. You have to change as well. But, yeah, it's hard to figure it out. You got to process of elimination. You got to look at all the factors. Yeah. Sometimes it can be just luck, but... You know, you make your own luck sometimes, I think.
Exactly. And the number one rule is, I've always said when I'm out fishing, who's in charge? The fish.
The fish.
So right. We have to just figure out what they want, but they're in charge.
Yeah, I wish I could just grab one and, like, you know, have them whisper in my ear, hey, can you tell me what the other guys are doing?
Yeah, come here, talk to me, you know?
Yeah, right?
Talk to me a little bit, you know? But yeah. No, it is a tough thing, and I know you came in second place, which was a great thing, because... What Violet just said, that you're fishing against, yes, you're just regular fishermen like me and, you know, taking their kid out that are just having a good time. But then you're, you know, fishing against people like Violet that have, you know, do competition tournaments. And then you've got the guides on the chain that fish this tournament, the, you know, Jimmy T and, you know, some of the other guys. I mean, there's, you know, really, it's a who's who on this list, you know?
Yeah, but even though it's still fishing, so just because all those key players are in there doesn't mean you can't win. I mean, definitely it happens. Again, conditions change. A lot of guys don't like to change during the conditions, and if you're one of those that's like, you know what, you get used to that, you can change with the conditions, you can beat them, because some of these guys are going to be stuck in their ways, and that's fine, too. I mean, it's fishing. That's the level playing field. Anybody can be on top the next week. You never know.
Yeah. Of course, you're using Daiwa reels, right?
Oh, my gosh. That's it. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Absolutely. The 103 SVTWS is still my number one go-to. They have a lot of different models, but that one can do everything, and the price point's great. I think it's about $200.
Mm-hmm.
So it's right there, but it's a workhorse, and you can use it for frogging, or you can use it for finessing, and everything in between. So, but they have a great lineup of a bunch of reels, but that was my go-to yesterday, for sure. I got that, definitely.
And you were using a medium action rod or a little medium heavy?
I was actually using a medium action rod, just a 7-foot medium. I used 10 to 12 pound test, depending, but it's usually for like a wacky worm. I use like a 10 to 12 pound test. Medium heavy might be a little too much, but a medium with the right, I have a Grant Rod Cuda series, which has a nice backbone to it, even though it's got that fast action. That medium rod is really nice, so I was able to horse them through, but yet still get the action on the wacky worm.
Yeah, and the plastics that you were pitching were...
Missile baits. So I was using the 48.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, absolutely.
All right,
so it's a version of kind of like a Senko. It's not quite a Senko, but the 48. Yeah, it's got that nice flutter action, so I really like that.
And I know you're a good friend of Ish Monroe's. Were you pitching one of his frogs?
Actually, I was using a different topwater bait. My friend was using a frog. I was not using his frog, and he's going to be mad at me. But, yes, I do have his frog. It's a Fat Mac Daddy frog. It's a great frog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic frog, actually. And I'll use that, or I'll use it. A lot of times I'll use a popping frog, and it's got that popper face on the front.
Yeah.
Just because there's the way that the chain, you know, you got. I say fish your environment, so that there's a lot of floating grass and there's some grass, but there's a lot of open water in between the grass. Mm-hmm. Not enough to throw a topwater with treble hooks, because that's what I was running into. I was throwing that nice topwater, but that grass floated in. Got to change.
Yep.
So I was throwing like a popping frog, and I would pop it in the open water and then bring it over the grass. So you have the best of both worlds. My biggest thing is fish for your environment. Mm-hmm. Don't just fish it because you think that's what they're going to bite or that's what you like to throw.
Yep.
You got to throw something they're going to be able to see in that water and put it in that bite, that strike zone.
Yeah.
And if they can't see it, there's a bunch of grass on it, it's useless.
Cool. Well, once again, all you gentlemen out there that are listening that love to whatever kind of fishing you like to do, you're going to definitely have to follow Violet on, you know, all of her fishing, you know, adventures and stuff. And she's going to be giving us and stuff. But ladies, I'm telling you too. Check out Violet and all of the stuff that she's working on and different programs and stuff like that, you know, that you can learn too. And also just enjoy fishing and outfish that guy in the front of the boat. It's always a good thing to do, as my mother would say.
Right.
Violet, thank you so much for coming on the program. And
thank
by the way, how do we follow you?
Well, you can. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, just recently on TikTok. It's Violetta Tally. So it's my full name, Violetta, two T's, Violetta Tally. Facebook, you can also just Google me. I'll come up on Facebook and Instagram and TikTok pretty fast. So just Violetta Tally, and that's it. And just Google my name, and you'll find me on social media. Follow me on Facebook. I got a couple profiles and stuff, so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Violet, thank you so much for coming on. It's always a pleasure, and we're going to keep an eye on him, see how you're doing the rest of the year and the rest of the season.
Oh, boy. Some pressure. No pressure.
No pressure, dear. No pressure. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it, Chauncey. Have a great day.
You too. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester is the place for that true classic Chicago hot dog and the best Italian beef sandwich large enough to share. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester also has specialties like an Italian sausage and beef combo, gyros, pasta, Italian steak, eggplant parmesan, ribs, salads, daily specials, and even the best flame-broiled hamburgers. Make Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st Street and Wolf Road in Westchester your favorite. It's ours. Let Waterworks Marine make this summer even more fun with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and save you money. Waterworks has a special low interest rate of 7.49% for 180 months with only 10% down. And you, your family, and friends can have the time of your life on the water with a new boat powered by a Mercury outboard, and no one can match this special program. And Waterworks wants to help you save money. Just think, the new boat powered by a Mercury outboard and 7.49% interest rate for 180 months? Come in now and pick out the boat of your dreams. This program is only available at Waterworks Marine at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, or call them for more details at 708-798-9700 about the 7.49% financing. See you there.
Oh, hello there. My name is Eden and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
For more information on joining Cub Scouts or Scouts USA, dial 847-433-1813. That's 847-433-1813. Daiwa's new TDI walleye rods that includes spinning, casting, and trolling rods is at your favorite tackle shop waiting just for you. Just hold one of these extremely sensitive rods, and when you match it with a Tatula reel, oh, you have a fish-catching machine. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, the number one Lund and Lowe dealer in the Midwest, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700. Midwest Outdoors, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, MidwestOutdoors.com. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs in Westchester at 31st and Wolf Road. GP Italiano, a true family Italian restaurant, or a restaurant just for you and that special person at 11 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. Go to info@gpitaliano.com. DiamondGhostCharters.com for the true salmon experience on Lake Michigan.
Well, let me tell you a story about a little fella.
I'm listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoor on ESPN Radio AM 1000 in Chicago.
When the bass ain't biting and the trout are gone, try the bluegill boogie, you can't go wrong. Easy. little cousin to the big boss.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and we need to jump on this pretty quick. Here, we got to ran out of time again. Okay, this segment is brought to you by Waterworks Marine with their special 7.49 financing. Call them for details at 708-798-9700 and tell them that Chauncey told you to call them up and tell them, okay? All right, let's talk about it. Sponsoring our Aiden Fishing Report. Aiden is from my grandson, and it says, we went to two places this week, Papa. We went to South Haven. Pier fishing was really slow for steelhead, but boy, were they catching drum on shrimp that they meant to catch steelhead. They were a lot of fun to watch the guys catch the fish, and they let me catch a couple of them. It was a good time. Just a shrimp under a bobber, somewhat closer to the bottom, or even just a few feet under the water, and they did well. Nobody was out on boats that we could find in the South Haven area because of high winds and waves, so we weren't sure there. The next day, we went to the St. Joseph area, and the pier anglers were doing really good on steelhead with shrimp, much better than St. Joe. Pier anglers also were catching drum and catfish with night crawlers on the bottom. That was a lot of fun. We went out on the boat, and we caught some lake trout and coho around 100 feet of water with just spoons. It was a great time. See you soon, Papa. Thanks for all the stuff in the root beer last weekend. Love you bunches. Aiden, your fishing magician grandson. That's right. He's my, and that was brought to you by our friends at Waterworks Marine, 18660 South Cicero Avenue from Country Club Hills with 7.49% financing special. Give them a call and let's hear about it. Free fishing weekend in Indiana residents. You must follow the rules and regs, but you don't need a license if you're an Indiana resident. Please make note of that. Up on the chain of lakes, pretty much reports I got, and you heard from Violet earlier in the show, that everything is biting. Walleye, northern pike, bluegill, catfish, or bluegill on beds, crappie moved a little bit deeper, white bass are pretty much out in the river area, so you can work around to find them and pick them up. That's a good sign. Lake Michigan, you got the Tony report at the beginning. We're getting a lot of carp, big carp from the Fox River. I like that action there. And also some smallmouth bass around the deeper pockets to fish, and you're going to do well in those locations. My good buddy, my adopted son, Daryl, said that up on Green Lake, smallmouth bass were in shallow waters last weekend, and fishing for them was pretty good until the weather got ugly, and now I have to start all over again. Heideke Lake, we got some crappie and striper action hitting, which is always a good sign. I like that. And on the Kankakee River, largemouth bass from the backwater areas. You want to look at smallies in the river, deeper holds, behind rocks. That's going to be the key there. Lake Michigan, Chicago, we're seeing smallmouth more active in downtown with sheephead and some northern pike. And we're getting a lot of action for bluegill and bass in the Cook County Forest Preserves right now. Whoop, I can hear the flute playing, which means we're coming to the end of the show. And I always like to leave you with a Native American proverb. This one's from the Arapaho Nation. It says, all plants are our brothers and sisters. They talk to us if we listen, and we can then hear them. All plants are our brothers and sisters. They talk to us if we only listen. We can hear them. Please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. See you next week, right here on Chauncey's Great Outdoors.